to be famous. Who wants to die for art?
You disgusting hippie pig.
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society. Come join the fun.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Podcasting live from the recent past in the Dogwaters Christmas Wonderland. Here at the Worst Little Podcast, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd, joined by Santa Nick in the corner.
Ho, ho, ho.
Dogwater Dick, Chewy, hi. Ashley, and my good daughter Riku.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
Hey, woo-hoo. Merry Christmas, one and all.
Happy holidays to you people.
How are you this week?
How are you?
It's a different sort of show. Oh, gosh. Where's the soundboard? No, I'm not making a phone call. It's just calling some random 800.
We're calling North Pole right off the bat.
Oh, Dad, you're so Santa hilarious. Claus.
Thanks, honey. I appreciate the. This is what I get all the time when I like play guitar or tell bad jokes. This is my biggest cheerleader in the room. How you doing, Riku?
Good.
Are you excited to be here on the podcast?
Mm-hmm.
What are you most excited about right now?
Singing the song.
But what about this time of year are you most excited about?
Christmas!
Yeah. Hey, it is our Christmas, Hanukkah, end of the world, Mayan calendar spectacular here.
They
on
make
Worst
me
fart.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Kwanzaa.
What was that?
Tom?
They make me fart.
Yeah, Christmas dinner sometimes can do that.
It'll do that. The turkey and the food and the
What's
goodness.
Your favorite food at Christmas time?
Riku.
Coke.
Coca-Cola?
No,
Christmas
probably not.
Cake.
Christmas cake.
Oh, yeah.
Christmas cake is always good.
You've never had Christmas cake, Riku.
They all want cake. You might be shouting, no, Riku, no, but all she hears is, who wants
cake?
It's not funny to me.
I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, honey. It'll be really funny when you hear it in a couple years.
Yep. Someday.
Yeah.
When you're playing this for your own children.
So yeah, here it is. We're at the end of the year. Another Christmas spectacular.
A miracle.
We have a Christmas miracle. Chewbacca is back in town.
No!
For the holidays.
He made it back for the Christmas show.
How you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Excellent.
Right on.
How are the mines? Good.
The mines are great. Lucrative, I'd call
them. Were you in mines or were you just in stupid training meetings?
No, I went to one little training meeting and then I was in an actual mine inside an autoclave.
How many people get to say that?
Not too many. Yeah, not too many people get to see the inside.
Because those
of the
are small. Do they like shrink you down?
No, this autoclave I work in is about 100 feet long and 20
feet
wide.
Not like the ones in tattoo shops.
No, it's not like those. These are used to turn gold that isn't ready to be gold yet. It needs to be oxidized for a million years. They just oxidize it with liquid oxygen and then it's gold.
Mm.
So.
Liquid?
It's a big process.
Oxygen.
Tons and tons.
Eyeliner.
Can you be drowned in liquid oxygen?
You probably could be burned before you'd even have a chance to breathe.
Is it hot?
Could you put liquid oxygen in a needle and put it in?
Is it bigger
liquid
than a bread
eyeliner.
Box?
Right.
I have no idea. I don't ever actually see the liquid oxygen. I just
If oxygen was liquid, wouldn't it be cold?
I think it is. But I think it's the reason that I go in there is to put brick in there because it's so hot it would eat through the side of the tank.
Wow.
So, yeah. Mm.
That's pretty intense.
It's
pretty
trippy,
it starts off cold and they light it on fire.
I don't know. They do heat it up real good and then they pump the dirt that's supposed to be gold with it and then gold comes out the other end. It's like when
I love the end of the story and then gold comes out. All stories should end like that.
No kidding.
And then gold comes out.
It's awesome.
Yep. Yeah, it was neat. It's pretty cool to be behind the scenes.
Every night right before I go to bed
reaction.
And then gold comes out. That would be
then
excellent.
Gold comes out.
It's the opposite of what happens with me physically. When I have Christmas cake, something completely different to gold. Yeah.
You're missing the liquid oxygen.
Yes.
I bet. That's probably.
Exactly.
That's my dinger.
No, it was fun. I missed you guys terribly,
now.
Though.
You want to give it a ding?
It's been a long time.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
Red. No, you no, hit that.
Hit
key.
The button.
Hit the key.
Oh.
There you go.
Riku is working.
I'm going to give Riku the yes reply.
Oh, and hey, there's a little drum. Rico could play the drums too.
Yeah, well, let me do some Santa.
Well, first, let's also say hi to the lovely
Ashley.
Ashley Polanski here. How you doing?
I'm awesome. How are you guys?
Good. How are you?
It's awesome. Good to have you here in
Thank
studio.
You. I'm excited to be here with you guys.
It's pretty rad. Ashley, huh? It is pretty Saturday. Rad. Yeah.
I just saw Ashley in the in a little clip from the upcoming Nowhere Nevada movie
that
we were in together.
Yeah.
Yes.
I saw her at the Butt Cracker on Saturday at Bruca.
We got to hang out at a bar for like 2.5 hours pretending to have a really in-depth conversation. We did, actually.
We had a good time.
Part of it was about how ridiculous having a two-hour fake conversation was.
And then we had one anyway.
And it was edited into the movie for about half a second. Yeah. It was awesome. So it's good to see you again, Miguel.
Yeah, you too. Yeah. So, Nick, you were in the show on Saturday.
Yeah, it was awesome, Buttcracker. I like your shirt.
Thank you.
The zombie apocalypse, Buttcracker.
Nice. So, you've been in it before, haven't you?
Yeah, I was in the second one.
So, coming from somebody that Nick's used to be in the show, what was your favorite part of the new one?
Of the new one?
Yeah.
My favorite part would probably... Okay. There's, like... I would go with, like, the popular vote would be the Gangnam Style, right?
Yeah,
when Gangnam Style hit... That was pretty rad. And then I really liked the beginning was fun this time because it wasn't the same beginning with just
the
Lauren.
Boring ballet part where it's the family pretending to like each other and Lou hitting people.
So much more fun.
That's always good.
Yeah.
So Lou hitting people is always success.
It is. It's an enjoyable theater experience.
Yeah, we had a blast, me and my family.
Good, I'm
my
glad.
Birthday. It was awesome.
I hear the sound of Riku boredom.
Oh, yeah. Can we hit the dinger from that one?
Which can we get a ding?
Yeah,
green.
Blue. And green. Good job.
Nice. Yeah.
That was a... For boredom.
Sweet. For next.
I'm bored of this.
Right, well, I guess Riku wants to play a song right now.
I'm bored of this.
Who said that?
she
just crossed her arms in a huff.
It's like the backwards of ventriloquism.
How'd that happen, Dad?
And my name is Riku.
How'd that even happen, too?
Whoa, you're losing your mind. We have you trapped in the radio, inside the box.
Yep.
We have your voice trapped in there.
Yeah, back during the summer.
That whole time.
You hear your voice in your own voice in your own head?
Yeah, I know.
During the summertime.
I love you very much. You know that?
We did that to Nick for a few weeks in the summer and it drove him completely crazy.
Yeah. We will not be playing that this Christmas.
No. I hope not.
No, that's not a part of a Christmas show.
I am so angry because this is not as funny as I thought.
Let's get to your song, love. Let's get to a song as we usually do in these tense situations.
Okay, hang on. I should turn this up a little.
Can you hear that?
No.
Oh, there we go.
Perfect.
Is that perfect?
Okay. All right, Riku's singing it.
All right, this is a little song Riku and I came up with last night. So are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
That was
rock
rad.
And roll.
That was awesome.
It's called rock and roll, baby.
Oh,
That was really good.
It is aptly titled.
I can really relate to that tune.
It's called
also.
Rock and Roll Baby, guys.
The lyrics yeah, thank are, you. Are
okay,
wonderful.
Well, that's cut and print. Like, let's start selling that on iTunes.
I'll buy
Dad
it.
Dad can nurse. Not again.
So thank you, Riku. I like that we're writing songs together. I think we're going to write a whole lot of songs together.
You guys have a lot of potential.
And whenever we go to the podcast, can we sing these songs?
Yeah, next year at Christmas, we'll sing some more songs we write in the upcoming year. So are you excited about the new year, too?
Yeah! I want to stay up until midnight.
Yeah? Do you think that's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Good luck.
Why are you getting... Rika, when we're laughing, we're not laughing at you. You made a joke. It was funny.
But I do want to stay up at midnight for real.
She gets to stay until midnight, right?
New Year's Eve.
Huh?
New Year's Eve, right?
Yeah, New Year's Eve.
You gotta.
But she is going to be with her Nana. Nana tends to have an early bedtime. Oh. So,
well, then we can promise that she'll be allowed to stay up till
Nana
midnight,
can go
right?
to bed.
Right.
It's Nana.
It's Nana's fault if she doesn't.
Of course Nana will let her do that.
But she doesn't want to stay up with me because she goes to bed really early and then I won't get to have a New Year's party.
But maybe,
that's terrible.
Maybe she'll like set up Netflix for you and you could just stay up all night and watch Netflix.
Stay up till the following midnight.
She doesn't have Netflix.
No. Well, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
Maybe she could send me to Danny's for New Year's?
Maybe.
Hey, Riku, you're kind of far in the future. What's happening tomorrow? What are you doing tomorrow?
My Christmas program.
Awesome.
You mean at your school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
For real life, and I'm going to dress up like an angel.
Very good.
Where
and where's this
going
to be?
That is what we call typecasting.
In my church at school.
At the church at school?
Yeah,
school?
I'm singing a song called I Say Yes, My Lord.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. Can I sing it?
Okay, but don't touch the microphone.
Oh, right. Can I sing it now?
Okay. Wait. What do you want to do?
Sing a song, I Say Yes, My
You
Lord.
You want to sing a song?
Sing I Say Yes. Yes, my lord.
You want to sing a song?
I want to sing it.
Yes, I'm going to completely correct you on the podcast.
So can I sing I Say Less, my lord?
As long as you say sing correctly, yes, you can.
Okay. Can you be my counter? Count to three.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
One, two, three.
To the God who cannot die, I say yes, my Lord. You guys might echo, so you have to say yes. I say yes, my Lord.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, my Lord.
Yes, my Lord.
No, you have
to. Oh, do it again. Start over.
To the God who cannot die, I say yes, my Lord. So you have to say it all together.
Yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord.
No, you have to say, I say yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord.
To the one who hears me cry, I say yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord.
To the God of all justice, I say yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord.
To the God of the oppressed, I say yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord.
Now this part you guys sing with me.
Okay.
Sing with me.
Yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord. To the dream I had today. I say yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord.
To be a healer of all pain. I say yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord.
To come to love my enemies. I say yes, my Lord.
I say yes, my Lord.
We're getting visual cues for a time.
For your peace in all the world, I say yes, my lord.
I say yes, my lord.
Sing with me.
Sing with me.
Yes, my lord.
Your voice.
All the good times and all the bad times.
I say yes, my lord.
To every word you speak. That's the end.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Wow.
That was awesome, Riku.
I bet it's not going to be that entertaining tomorrow.
As much as I loved your rendition of Feliz Navidad last year, I thought that was even better.
Oh, yeah, we sung that last year.
Well, you're welcome.
Sang, I meant.
Sang, not with a g.
Sing, sang, song.
Hey!
Don't say it wrong, Nick.
He did say it right. Sing, sang, sung.
Oh. Yeah.
And he did not put a g on any of those words.
Sung.
Song.
Got to keep that. Yeah, you got to remember. It's important.
It is.
When you go to job interviews, when you're bigger, people will pay attention to that. Don't touch the mic.
I'm just making it lower.
I made sure that Riku had one with a good shock mount.
Okay. Yeah.
Well then,
why her shock mount was better than mine, but I guess now I know.
So yeah, because you were wondering.
It's Christmas time. I brought a bucket of goodies to pass out. Pass out some fun stuff for people.
It's Santa Nick.
Santa Nick's in the house. We'll start with
Where
Riku.
Is Krampus?
I figure this guy could hang out with you too while you do the podcast.
Okay.
Check him out. Oh. He's pretty cool.
Wow.
Right? So just to start, because we're going to give you more gifts as the night goes on. Check this out.
Awesome.
Okay. So,
are those zip ties? I have a use for those.
Rick Spagnola, do you have a candy shop CD yet?
No!
Right? I don't either!
I got Rick the special edition.
Oh, yay.
Settle.
And I got Rory and Riku. They're very young.
Yay!
Yes!
Yay. Now we get one.
And I got one for Chewbacca.
Oh, yeah.
Yay!
And nice Ashley, show. I forgot she was going to be on, but I did get you one of these limited edition Hella Acapella and Astronaut notepads.
Yay! Thank you.
Thanks, bro.
I left all the new stickers.
Would you like to trade?
I have a few.
Guys, like a white elephant?
Notepad.
I need stickers for Ashley.
Notepad?
Okay, I have some.
Yeah.
And Chewy.
Okay. Astronaut notepad.
But I've only got like five. But
an astronaut notepad. That's awesome.
Do you want a Hella Acapella one too?
Yeah.
Even though it has Hella in it. But that just means Hella.
That's
not
okay.
It means it's the same thing as Hekka. Only
yeah, Hella,
it's like Hekka.
Hella's, language. Hella's part of the language. It's just a word.
It's a
unit of measurement.
I think it's a it's a pronoun.
This will come in use later, so hang on to that, too.
Mm-hmm. A little tambourine.
Can you do like impromptu rhythm stuff?
And a recorder.
There you go.
Hella could even be used as an adverb.
Merry Christmas. So this
sometimes
is for Rick.
As a noun.
Can I see the
Spencer the intern can come give it to Rick.
Yeah, here, you can look
then,
at the CD.
Did I get you guys a pad?
Oh, I love a pad.
Oh, that's so cute.
I did not fall out of my chair.
Oh, man, I got to start warming up for softball.
I got this CD.
Yeah.
Yay.
Candy shop CDs for everybody.
Now I can move.
Nick lives up to his name
and
here.
Fake mustaches
fake
for everybody.
Fake mustaches. Yay. Yay. Riku's hand shoots up into the air.
Awesome.
I love this one.
The
she's going for the crazy handlebar mustache.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta shoot. Hey, Spencer, can you go in the living room in my brown leather jacket by my guitar case and go into my pocket and find my iPhone so I can take pictures of the mustaches?
Thanks. Where can I
thank you
it?
For being back on our show too, Spencer.
Oh, which brings me. I
oh,
wanted
now he's
to,
off headphones. Don't tell him anything good.
Right? Yeah, no. I have a big important announcement to make that has to do with Spencer. That comes from the bottom of my heart as
well,
the captain
yet,
of this
so.
Ship. Oh yeah, I'm just wasting some time here.
This is so awesome. The packaging, all the discs are individually glittered.
Oh, thank you, mustache.
How do you get the mustache off here? This stuff is really hard.
How do you get the mustache off? Spencer. That's kind of inappropriate with the kids here.
No, the sticker on the back of it's really hard to get sticker.
Oh, you got to like kind of fold.
Oh, remember when the Frisbee dog was here at the studio? The pictures on the inside of the sleeve were rad.
Yeah, and it's got all the lyrics inside your package. You got the deluxe
God,
one.
How rad.
All right, so is Spencer back on the headphones yet?
Where can we put these?
Yes.
Hey, Spencer, so, you know, you've been here a minute. You have a good time at your internship, right?
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, ladies and gentlemen, as of this episode, I guess Spencer is no longer an intern.
Well, no, it's just semester's part of the over, he's, huh,
the semester's over. Do you know when you're going to find out how you did in the class?
I got an A.
Did you?
Yeah.
Good job. Good job, son.
Yay.
But so I guess if you're still, like, here and hanging out, I guess we have to, like, really make you, like, you know, a part of the show and stuff. And I guess I'm going to officially promote you to assistant engineer. And getter of the beer.
You get a raise, too.
The official beer getter. That's you put that on a resume.
You ever notice how hard it is to stick a fake mustache onto a real one?
You could call yourself a barback for the podcast, if you would. When you're trying to get ahead in the entertainment industry, having barback on your experience is actually one of the most useful things you can have.
It's better than... Never mind.
There you go.
Thanks, awesome. Roy.
You're welcome. So, welcome to the show.
We'll add that to the resume.
Yeah.
Podcast barback. Nice.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, honey. How do you like your mustache there?
Good.
Oh. I should quit bumping into that guitar.
Well, nobody else will hear that.
Then I got drums and stuff for later if we want to have like a Christmas jam or something.
Oh, Christmas medley?
Yeah, and like Nick, you could play a song and we could all play drums in the circle. Uh-huh. It'll be very hippie.
Make like snowfoot.
I actually brought
Merry
in a
Christmas
holiday favorite at least myself we can play later.
I think I got a cowbell
here
in there, too.
Take a look over here. I'm going to take some pictures of the mustaches for the show. Can I get the lovely... get out of the microphone. There you go. Little Charlie Chaplin action.
I wonder what our listeners are doing at home right now for Christmas.
Chewy just looks like Chewy if he was in a 70s porn movie.
If.
Sexually.
And, Nick's stick-on mustache is pretty stuck on there. Wait, let me get a second. I'll shake it.
Yes.
Man, one of myself.
I look like a boy when I have this.
Yeah, a little bit.
Mustache on a forehead.
Call that a unibrow, Riku. A unibrow.
I want to put that on my forehead. I want to put.
You want to have just the eyebrow on your forehead? Okay, well, move your hair out of the way first. So Ashley, what do you have going on coming up here in the near future? You're a thespian. You're show promoter, producer, doer.
I am, yes.
Type.
Lots of stuff.
So what do you got on the fire right now, baby?
Well, the closest thing...
I'm so excited to hear this.
Oh, she wasn't talking about me, by the way. She was talking about...
we could have played it off.
Yeah, we just kept going. No. We'll listen to
I'm
it
sure
in the car on the way
I'm excited about
home.
What you have to say, too, Ashley.
Well, I'm sorry, say that again?
I can't wait to hear this.
Yes, we know.
Good, so I will go on and you can be excited about it.
Remember,
Thank you.
This is the part where the adults are going to talk, Riku, okay?
No, I know.
Here, let me see the unibrow on you there. Yeah, put your hand right over it. Perfect. We're good.
So, okay.
So
Sunday before Christmas, I'm having me and my friends, we're going to do Dr. Sketchies again, which if you haven't heard about Dr. Sketchies, it's the anti-art school. And we get together and draw sometimes clothes, sometimes not ladies. And we have beer and live music and contests, and it's super fun. And I just totally brain farted on the podcast.
Oh, it's okay.
We're very professional
here.
Is it
in Subbruka, or where's
it
at?
No, actually, it has a new home now. This is falling off. It's at the Good Luck Macbeth,
GLM down the street.
Yep.
Right?
It's right next door to Shays.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. By Midtown Eats and Shays.
Yeah, so it's a good little spot for us, especially since all the tattoo shops are down there.
Is it right there next door to Shays at the old Delmar station?
Exactly, yes. All right.
Really?
So, mm-hmm.
That's the new home of Good Luck?
Yeah. Ah. And the new home of Dr. Sketchies as well. So we're super excited.
Is that a one-nighter?
Yeah, we meet once a month. And so this next theme is the apocalypse, but like a Mad Max Christmas. So the girls are going to be in like chains, but tutus and crazy stuff like that.
A big fat ding. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
A big fat ding.
What?
My ding-a-ling, as Chuck Berry might say.
And we also have burlesque acts that come through, and this time we have Stiff Kitty. They're going to do four different numbers for us. So
like Stiff Kitty. Cool, cool. Girls.
So cool. Pretty girls all around.
What's what?
This? Oh. That one?
That's your dad's toy.
Why are you making those noises, Dad?
Because it's fun to.
Hey, Riku, do you know what that is?
What? I know that beat, but I don't remember what movie it's from.
You don't remember what movie it's from?
No.
Think real hard. Something to do with the Force. The wheels are turning.
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
Mm-mm. How about
it starts with a R and rhymes with
Star Wars. It's fun.
Hey, Riku, what?
It's in the first one I ever saw with Darth Vader walking out.
That's right. Yeah.
Nice.
That's the Darth Vader
the Imperial March.
Music.
Totally. Yep.
Can you do that beat again?
The beat.
Yeah.
No, the Star Wars. It's not over.
Yeah, I just have that little bit.
That's all he's got.
You have the full 10-minute extended version of that?
Let me chew that rat. No, but I've got 10 hours of Hypnotoad on YouTube. By the way, if you haven't checked that out, go ahead and check it out.
Okay.
What?
10 hours of Hypnotoad on a loop.
That's
awesome. It's All Hail Hypnotoad. Yeah.
I can get down with that.
You like music, playing music, don't you, Riku?
Mm-hmm.
So, besides Dr. Sketchies, Ashley, to get this back on you.
Sexually.
Hi, welcome to the show we just don't care about because it's almost Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Glad we could book you this week.
No big deal. I'm having fun. What were we talking about?
We got sidetracked on Dr.
Sketchies.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you want to come, if you're... If you'd like to participate
sexually,
yeah, just bring your own art supplies, and it starts at 7,
fine.
And it's $7.
And by art supplies, I could bring a pencil and a notebook.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Whatever I'm going to make my art
spray
with.
Paint.
What? Yeah.
What's the date again?
The 23rd.
23rd.
The 23rd at 7 at Good Luck Macbeth.
Okay.
And so yeah, I mean, some people bring those big pastels, and you know. Huge art pieces, and other people just bring little pads. The whole point is just to have fun
hang
and
out
draw.
And everybody do it together.
And enjoy each other's company.
Everybody
and
do it together.
Exactly.
Is it bothering my ears?
What?
Well, then take them off for a second.
They're
yeah,
really
take a break.
Sweaty numb.
Yeah. Yeah. Are they really sweaty? All right, we'll take a break. It's okay. You could probably still hear us pretty okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I can't hear Uncle Rick.
That what? Is bad. Maybe we could take a song and take a break and let everybody's ears have a break. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
We like to play a little song. What do we got queued up on
I brought
CD
in
there?
A pretty good, I guess not good is the wrong word for it, but I brought in a song. It's about Christmas, sort of. It's by a little band called Princes of Pork out of Seattle.
Hey, Daddy.
This is a live version of their classic hit with a. Well, we're taking a break.
Okay.
Riku won't hear the part where Mike Ranch says the F word.
Oh, good.
Yeah, no, we're going to, like, stop everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It won't
yeah.
be like our normal breaks.
We've already done it, actually.
This was
none
recorded
of this is going to be on
at a house called the Launchpad under the light of a Christmas tree back in 1998. And it's called Every Christmas, and it's really touching.
All right.
Sweet.
Come on, buddy. Just got to get a little sad sometimes. Yeah, do that one. I wonder where goes the
Song.
It was touching. You could tell he really wanted to get home, and he really wanted to get in his house, but he locked his keys in there, and he was so drunk he couldn't do it, so he drove drunk to the store.
I almost cry because I miss Felix.
Yeah, it's awful. It brings a tear to your eye.
Hey, we haven't had our uncomfortable pause of the evening yet, so I'll just throw it out there. Don't forget to check the Pinky Link, pinkypolansky.com.
And Riku says...
Hey, Riku, what does Uncle Felix like to do?
I was hoping she'd say it for real.
Yeah, no, Riku, what does Uncle Felix like to do?
You've met Uncle Felix, right?
I don't know.
She doesn't listen to it every week. Like,
yeah.
The answer is...
Felix likes to drink.
Don't play with the mic.
Does that make any sense?
No.
I didn't think so either.
Hey, Riku, did you ask her why he's sleeping? Or does she ask why he's sleeping?
Yeah, I got that. we'll enjoy that in January.
A doodle do.
Oh my goodness.
Cock a doodle cock.
Cock a doodle cock it is. Merry Christmas, one and all. Every time you listen to this podcast, an angel loses a piece of their soul.
Angel.
Yeah, cock-a-doodle Christmas angel. Why not? What's your favorite Christmas movie, Riku?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Say it into the microphone.
It's not a secret.
Don't cut. Hands off.
There's like dozens of people hanging on your every word right now.
Yeah.
Nightmare Before Christmas, cock-a-doodle-doo.
What's your favorite Christmas carol? Go.
Let me think.
Riku Dowd, you're on the air. Go.
I'm thinking.
You like singing Christmas carols?
Comet or Blitzen?
Comet has a better cleaning power.
Yeah.
Blitzen is good at parties, though.
Blitzen's, yeah. I think.
Rudolph! My favorite song is Rudolph.
Ooh, comes with the third answer. Nice. Good move.
So, what's next?
So, what is next? Ashley, do you have anything else?
Well, we'll welcome Spencer, the intern, in.
Yeah. Which I was getting to him.
Oh, okay.
Spencer, the assistant engineer.
Oh, shoot.
And official getter of the beer.
Congratulations.
Because it rhymes is mostly why I made up.
Engineer and getter of the beer.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
So, what are your plans for the holiday vacation, son?
Well, going to just cruise on down the hill, go home for a couple days. It's going to be nice to unwind after finals.
Where's home again?
For on you? Down the hill.
Now I actually care about your life and like what you do outside of this show. Where are you
nice.
From?
It feels weird.
Hey. Oh, okay.
Hey, guys.
Auburn's nice.
I need to pause this so that I can comfort my ears.
Okay, you fix your ears. We'll keep going over here.
All right.
Cool.
So Auburn, just rolling over the hill.
Yep.
You worried about snow?
Yeah, a little bit, because my car's shitty.
Is it supposed to snow?
Yeah, it's supposed to snow Christmas
Spencer
morning.
Is bad at this.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah. Whoops. It's all right. But, you know, when we don't draw attention to it, it just rolls like a wave when we surf.
So if it is snowing, I'll just take Greyhound.
Between here and Auburn, it's likely to snow. If it's going to snow at all. Yeah.
Greyhound's a long ride. Well, it's not that long a ride.
It's scenic.
About 2 hours, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's probably cheap from
it's
Auburn.
It's the other side of the hill.
It's not bad.
Greyhound tickets got to be cheap between here and Auburn.
Yeah, it's like $30.
Yeah,
To get to Davis, it was like $50. I know that.
Calco's 40, so yeah.
Who do you got over there? Like your mom, dad, brothers, sisters, and stuff?
Yeah, my mom, my dad, and my sister. And that's it.
California.
Cool.
Yep.
Right on.
Christmas is fun.
Yeah. Now you're talking.
I'm looking forward to...
I think Spencer's family stopped the show.
Yeah. Oh, it's a bummer.
Spencer, why can't your family be like fire eaters or sword swallowers or like a bunch of midgets or something?
That would be really cool if his parents were like midgets.
That would be odd.
Because Spencer's a tall guy, if you don't know him. You're like, 6'1", 6'2", something
like
that.
Yeah, just about
there. Yeah. So that'd be really funny if your parents were like both under 3 foot.
I can't play my sample.
But they're not, so it's not very funny.
Ha ha.
Well, on this show, we should call them elves.
Elves, Santa's helpers.
Elves. Santa's helper with their pudgy little hands.
We should start.
Well,
talking.
You know what Santa's elves really are? They're children Krampus has taken from them being bad and then forced into cheap concentration labor camps.
Krampus? Is he related to Black Peter?
Much the same, except a little more devilish looking.
Where's Krampus?
Oh, more
from?
Devilish?
Yeah, like think.
He
of,
doesn't take you to Spain.
Think of Santa Claus, the MST3K with the devil was fighting. The devil looked like Jamie Farr.
Jamie Farr, yeah.
It was fighting Santa Claus in like hand to hand combat on a rooftop.
Cleaner from MASH.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what he looked like, but it was Hispanic.
But in a red devil suit with like horns, a little beard. And
creepy and
all
skinny.
Red. Okay, imagine that coal black.
Hello.
Nice.
Yeah, that's Krampus. Because he lives in the coal mines of Spain and he takes children to work there. When they get worn out there, they graduate up to the North Pole.
That's awful.
Where they make toys.
Wow.
I can't believe that kind of thing even happened.
Yeah, Santa's part of this big forced labor cycle child slave labor around the world.
He's the good side of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's the happy face they put on child labor.
Making toys. He's like the yellow smiley face of Walmart.
He's like the Mickey Mouse
way off
of the
mic.
North Pole.
Kind of.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, she's just kind of humming.
She's hanging. Mm-hmm.
Riga's ready to get to the music portion of the show again.
Are we gonna do an impromptu sort of jam in the studio?
Yeah, everybody grab a drum.
Is everybody gonna pick their little instrument? What are you gonna play? A Christmas song?
Yeah, I'll play a Christmas song and everybody grab a drum or something in here and we'll play together.
I already have some stuff though.
You got yours ready?
Sweet. And will the chord reach?
We got it.
I have these two instruments.
Alright. Is there an on switch or just turn it up?
Volume down.
I'm gonna play this one.
Oh, there we go.
Nice. We got a cowbell, a broken tambourine, some
baby
maracas,
rattles,
a decorative drum. A
little more guitar. Is it all the way up on the thing?
Yeah, I turned that way down. The little knob there next to the EQ.
Yeah, it's all the way up.
Nice knob.
Can I play this?
Check the plug. Oh, the plug is disconnected.
Oh, now it's going to be too loud. There you go.
No, it's probably good. Is it good?
Can you hear the guitar?
Is it in tune, Nick?
Can you hear the guitar? Can you hear the guitar? It sounds pretty good.
Nice.
Can you hear the guitar? Can you hear the guitar? Can you hear the guitar?
Well, can you?
Can you? I know. Not a very good recorder.
I'm trying to play it.
But that translucent pink is beautiful. Christmas, the biggest day of business. You better make a wish list for Santa Claus.
with a bag of goodies. He loves the milk and cookies. Santa Claus. Hey ho, 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 what a jolly elf now. Underneath the mistletoe, you better be good or you're gonna get cold. He's flying around the world for all the boys and girls. His beard is white and curled. Santa Claus. He's coming here for Christmas. Biggest day of business. You better make a wish list for Santa Claus. Hey ho, 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 what a jolly elf now. Underneath the mistletoe, you better be good or you're gonna get cold. Flying around the world for all the boys and girls. His beard is wet and curled. Santa Claus. Got his hat and boots on. Says let's get a move on. His reindeer get the groove on for Santa Claus. Here we go, everybody.
Hey ho, ho ho. Hey ho, ho ho. Hey ho, ho ho. Hey ho, ho ho.
Yay! That was fun.
That was
Merry
great.
Christmas, everybody.
Do you like my Christmas song? Riku?
Did you like it, Riku?
Excellent. I liked your contribution on the recorder. It was pretty cool.
It was inspired.
Thank you, everybody. That was fun.
That was fun.
Yeah, all you're right. Ready for everything.
So who's
ready?
Doing next?
Who's ready for the end of the year?
I am.
End of the world? And end of the year?
No, I'm not.
That's this Friday from when we're recording, but it might be from the recent past, the end of the world. Right. So if you're hearing this, the world didn't end.
The Mayans may have made a
mistake. Or it did, and you're walking around in a post-apocalyptic wasteland.
And you found this podcast, and we'll keep you company. We got
and it's 300 like years in the future, and you've got an eye coming out of your cheek, and your family lives off of radiation. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the past, brothers and sisters.
Hopefully this isn't the only episode you got, though. We had one good one about a year and a half ago.
What are you Riku, can you say post-apocalyptic wasteland?
Too fast.
Can you say post-apocalyptic wasteland?
No.
Okay.
Good for
you.
Let's break it down. Post-apocalyptic.
I was going to understand there would not be any, no quiz on this, right?
Right.
Can you say wasteland? My heart is an emotional wasteland. Can you say that? No? You're not that hipster yet? No.
Someday.
Are you looking forward to seeing Santa Claus?
Yeah. My beard is bothering me.
Have you gone and told Santa Claus what you wanted for Christmas? Yes?
I've made a Santa list. Dad, did you send it yet?
Yes.
My dad sent it.
Good.
Cool. What was on it?
Send it to the right address.
I forgot.
Some good stuff, though, I bet.
You don't remember anything
that
was
on it?
Out
Christmas.
No.
Okay. It was something about a doll, a movie, $1 million for your dad, right?
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, that was totally on there.
I didn't put $1 million.
I might have snuck that in above your signature.
P.S.
Just in case Santa's looking, you know. Because you've been a good girl, right? Are you going to get what you wanted?
Of course. Why would I go? So,
okay.
What's next?
So what do you want for Christmas, Ashley?
That's a good question.
If you were writing a letter to Santa,
to
what
Santa?
Do you want?
Oh.
Top two things. We'll go around the room with everybody.
Daddy,
here.
Something.
Okay, well, while she thinks, we'll listen to what you remembered.
Okay, I remembered I wanted a Brave movie, a Brave costume, a Twilight Sparkle unicorn stuffed animal, and I also like a mini bubble bath.
Hey, Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa.
Who said that?
Exactly.
Veruca Salt.
Who said that?
Veruca Salt from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Why'd she say that, though?
She wanted an Oompa Loompa.
She's a very selfish person.
Yeah.
I want an Oompa Loompa now!
She's like, what she was her name?
She doesn't win away until Christmas.
Why is she?
Melanie First, who always went first.
How is that talking first in everyone's headphones?
Yep.
It's a magic of radio, Riku.
Yep. It's a magic of radio.
Rick's pretty good at what he does.
Yeah, it's Uncle Rick.
So, Ashley, so a couple of things you'd want for Christmas this year.
A couple of things that I want from Santa, who I'm sure is actually
listening to this podcast.
And now that Christmas is over, it doesn't matter what I want, right? Or does it?
No, I don't.
No, well, Santa's got access to a real rough
cut. He has
magic.
He knows what's happening right now. He knows when you've been sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows what we're doing right now.
Well, I definitely want a pair of red creepers. That's what I asked Santa for, was red creepers.
That sounds pretty hot.
You'd approve of that. I think that's his favorite color.
My mustache is bothering me.
I think it is.
You don't have to wear it. Just put it down.
And then I think I also want an old Sega again, because I really want to play my Toe Jam and Earl.
Oh, cool. Old Sega.
Old school,
Like the original Sega that came out and competed with the original NES? Or are you talking about a Genesis?
It's those little cartridges on the black.
The
Genesis. What I'm talking about? Was it the Genesis? It was like 92 or 93?
Yeah, that would have been Genesis.
64-bit or something.
Don't they have that for
NHL
iPad?
NHL 92.
Yeah.
Oh, gee. My ears are getting sweaty again.
Well, you can take your headphones off again without interrupting. Hi, it's the Magic of Radio. Welcome to the Worst Little Podcast Christmas Show. With my angel.
It's good to see you guys again.
I'm not an angel, Dad.
You
More
said
on
it.
Mic, Riku.
Yeah, say that again on mic. What? I didn't hear you.
I'm not an angel.
Thank you, everybody, for not laughing.
Thank you, Riku.
That was good job.
Good one.
I almost laughed.
Nobody laughs at when I say I'm not an angel.
So Riku's off headphones. Riku's off headphones? Right.
Yes, Riku's off headphones.
Nice.
All right, Riku, just hang out while I ask everybody else what they want for Christmas, okay?
Okie dokie.
We have to take turns.
Hey, I'm Daddy. I'm kind of bored of sitting here.
But do you want me to go now?
Yeah, okay. I want you to
I want for my friends and family to have a better year than they had last year and everybody to be real happy.
Daddy.
And also a 40.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, even that one out. I was feeling bad.
Spencer, what if you were sitting on a bearded man's red lap, red satin, velvet, red satin panted lap? Wow, that was hard.
I had to just get those dry cleaned for Rick, actually.
More internship, huh? Yeah. That was your final.
You did great.
He passed.
Right.
You.
Ooh, that's how you get an A around
that's,
here.
That's pretty graphic.
Luckily, the 6-year-old is off mic.
That's right. No, let me know when those headphones go back on.
That's pretty vile.
10-4. 10-4.
So what about you? Well, if big, jolly, fat man was going to bring you presents?
I like the 40 idea.
Yeah.
A 40 and we're playing at the Knit on December 28th. And I just want – that'll be a good show, and that's what I want. I want for Christmas for that to be a good show.
All right.
Mm. Should be.
Mr. Nick.
I want Santa to help me sell a million movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
That's a good one.
That'd be cool. Oh, and so do I have to choose another one too? And I want my wife to get whatever she wants for Christmas.
Oh,
make sure that you can make that happen, buddy.
That's nice.
Yes,
it was.
Yes.
Rick.
My son is on his own. As far
He's old enough to ask for what he wants from Santa.
Or he could go get a job and buy it.
You know, if he happened to be listening, he might want to get a job or something.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
And Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Riku.
And Rick, what would you like for Christmas?
Oh, I want a Neumann U87 and a skinhead to cuddle with. Okay.
Aww. Oh, so he already said, honey.
He said a pony.
And a microphone.
Right. Exactly.
Ride him like a horse.
Daddy would also like something of the, not skinhead variety, but the same cuddling variety.
Yes.
A new job. That would be super. And a bottle of Redbreast. Mm. Yeah, if we're going to go with something to drink, I'll go with the bottle of Redbreast. Yeah, Christmas wishes. Maybe the doctor will bring them to us, right, Riku?
Yep.
Yep, because the Santa and the doctor bring us presents.
Dr. Christmas?
Who's seen Doctor Who?
I have.
Raise your hand if you've seen Doctor Who.
Mm. Is she on mic?
Two out of a six.
Yeah, I'd not get in a lot trouble if I admitted that, Doctor but Who. I haven't watched it.
Yeah,
You're getting in trouble now.
I am in trouble now.
Yeah. It has this guy who's called the Doctor. Nobody knows what his last name is, and he saves the day.
I saw
it's pretty good.
Doctor Detroit. With Dan Aykroyd once.
Yeah, very different.
It's Dr. Zhivago.
Or Doc Hollywood.
I didn't see that one.
With Michael J. Fox.
Oh, Dr. Doolittle.
Who?
Dr. J.
I saw Dr. J.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. J.
Dre.
His windmill.
Dr. Doctor.
His windmill dunks were pretty badass in the 70s.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Dr. Livingston, I presume. Mm.
Doc Brown.
Oh. Come on, Rick. You got to get in this.
Dr. Roberts.
Dr. Phil.
Beatles reference. And,
Dr. Phil.
Dr. Feelgood.
Ooh. That was a good one.
Doctor, give me the news.
I already got that.
Did you?
I already did. Doctor was actually two, because then there's also that 80s song, Doctor, can't you feel I'm burning, burning.
Doctor, my Ooh. Eyes.
Thompson good Twins. One.
Thank you, Thompson Twins, yeah.
Oh, Doc of Seven Dwarves fame.
Doc of the Bay.
Oh.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a...
Do we already finish
I think
show?
I'm king of the doctors.
we're just playing the doctor
we
game.
Yeah, we're just playing, like, yeah, we
so
just...
So who's the king of the doctors?
Oh, I think I nailed a bunch.
Probably.
I'm just saying.
Doctor.
It's my show, I win.
Doctor
I never
Death.
Win anything.
Dr. No.
Dr. Teeth.
Yeah.
I went punk rock points
Teeth.
For that last one.
Yeah. Now you're talking. Dr. No's rad. Dr. Teeth is cool, too.
Later we'll have some fucking fire.
Yeah. love that. It's okay. Riku looked up at us as we all reacted to that and then had a concerned look on her face as she about almost put her headphones on.
Nope. Nothing
Are you
good
having
happening
fun
here,
that
Riku.
Game? All right, good. Spencer, you're holding that guitar. Do you want to play something? No.
No, thanks.
You're just
you
holding
have a
the
Christmas
guitar.
Song for us
it was
now?
Just handed to me.
Do you know, like,
that's why I was handing it to you.
Jingle
I thought
bells
we might get a little.
And should we carol?
Do you guys even know any carols anymore?
I don't. Well, I do. Yeah, Riku does. Riku knows a lot.
She should lead us off.
Yeah.
Start us off.
Let me think of one.
Okay.
Hey!
Oh, sorry, that's my thinking music.
Riku's trying to fake.
I think it should be.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer?
Rudolph.
Okay.
Rudolph.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer.
Reindeer.
Very shiny nose.
Like a light bulb.
Saw him. You would even say it glows
like a light bulb.
All of the other reindeer.
Reindeer.
Used to laugh and call him names.
Like fright face.
Let's start that song. All of the other reindeer.
Reindeer.
Used to laugh and call him names.
Like scumbag.
Like Scott.
Yay, you're out. Okay. Let's start that part over. All of the other reindeer. Used to laugh and call him names.
Like
Pinocchio.
Dork.
You're out.
What? I think she's the only one who got it right.
This is slowly turning into an elimination contest.
You're supposed to say call him names after I say call him names.
Oh, it's the wrong echo.
Rudolph the Red. Oh. All of the other
reindeer.
Used to laugh and call him names.
Call him names.
Yeah. Like Greg.
Oh, you're out.
I'm
like
out.
Fonzie.
They wouldn't let poor
Rudolph
play in any reindeer games.
Like Monopoly.
You're out.
Football's good. Right, why can't he play football?
Because.
We'll just keep going.
He doesn't have thumbs. think that's why.
True. All of the other reindeer.
Reindeer.
You still have to call them names.
Like the end. Rudolph.
Oh! We already did this part.
I thought his name was Rudolph.
Next song.
No, I'm going to start over Rudolph.
So no way.
No.
No, you're not doing it.
Jingle bells, Riku smells, Rix is bald as an egg. Riku, we're going to stop the show if you're going to throw a temper tantrum. I will stop this podcast and turn around right now.
He's done it before.
Daddy, I wanted to start Rudolph.
Ramirez is almost gay.
No, Daddy, can I start Rudolph over, please?
No, we think we're going to abandon Rudolph and we'll do something else right now.
Because everyone's getting out?
We're all out. You kicked us all out of the song.
Yep.
That's because you guys weren't saying the right thing.
Well, I haven't sung that song since I was a young man.
You guys can do it right, Rudolph.
No, we're moving along, honey.
Fine, I'll start another one.
Well, Riku, really, I will kick you off the podcast if you don't calm down.
Security.
Daddy, I want to start a new song.
A new song?
Yeah, how about Deck the Halls?
Okay.
Yeah.
But can I sing it like they sing it in A Christmas Story, or am I going to get kicked off?
We're going to sing it funny, Riku.
Is there room for individuality?
Yeah. There is. There really is.
I want to sing it with you guys.
Yeah, you mean the waiters?
Yeah, the Jaris and the Haris.
Yeah.
Sing it like you guys do.
Stereotypes of Asian Americans.
You get us started, and we'll all just sing it together. Ready? A one, two, three, go.
Halls with bars of Hari, fa ra 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 ra. Tis the season to be Jari, ra 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 ra. Don we now our gay apparel, fa ra 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 ra. Slowly ancient Yuletide carol, fa ra 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 ra.
Perfect. Jingle bells.
Oh, man. Jingle bells.
Only if we can make jingle bells kind of racist.
Ooh.
Ramirez, I think already is. A spick. Oh, wait.
No. That's
nice. Not cool. You can just call me Nick, please.
Oh, jingle bells. Yeah, see, that works.
Think of Mr. Dick.
Riku bells, Riku bells, Riku's. Really fun.
Wrinkled balls. Wrinkled balls. Oh, wait.
Ooh. A little close to home.
Not appropriate.
Daddy, all the way. Dad, what fun it is to ride. Dad, in one horse open day. And
wow. How fun it is to ride Daddy one horse open dad. I don't like where this is going.
Nobody.
Okay, Riku. And now that was nice. A little water spill. And hey, do we have any more CD music to play?
Where's that little dog?
I
bet some candy for the stocking from the candy shop.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's hear a little candy shop song. We take care of this in studio mess.
Can we please have some candy?
No, there's not actual candy, honey.
Just fake candy?
I saw a butterfly
rad
song.
It's an awesome song.
And Riku, you
helped my favorite.
You helped write that song for Mommy, didn't you?
What song?
Butterfly?
Yeah.
The one we just listened to.
Butterfly?
We're just pretending we listened to it, honey. Play along.
How many of your mom's songs have you written?
Oh, only one.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good job.
Butterfly.
This is a beautiful one.
What's it about?
How do you know?
What is it about, Riku?
It's about butterfly, a butterfly that goes into outer space.
That's a cool butterfly.
Mm-hmm. It's good. It's a good theme for a song.
It's my kind of butterfly.
I saw a butterfly fly across the sky.
That's pretty.
I love that song.
That's beautiful. Pretty.
That's all I remember.
It's my favorite one on the whole album.
You got a ding for that.
A nick ding.
A pretty ding. There you go.
Hey. I haven't been pressing those that much.
Well, give me a green one.
Okay.
Thank you.
Nice. Well,
that was fun.
This has been a great show, everybody. Thank you all for being here with me. We're just going to end it on that note.
Sorry, I got to tell you, I was a little rusty this week, but next week I'll be better, and the week after that I'll probably
like
be great.
Rusty like a trombone, yeah.
Yeah, we'll see after New Year's, right?
So we're not even doing shows next week.
Taking a two-week break. Sense. This is the last show of the year. We'll see you back in 2013. Ashley, thank you for being on the Hot Mess this week.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, it was fun.
We should do it again sometime on a non-Christmas issue.
Yeah.
So I can
curse and things.
Yeah,
totally. I know. I saw you holding back.
Do adult stuff.
Ask you inappropriate questions.
Yeah, exactly. Chewy, good to see you. Spencer,
yeah.
Awesome that you're here. Thank you for being a part of the show.
Indeed.
Chewy, send your love to your family, man.
I will.
Fucking love Christina and
Allison.
Young Allison, the beautiful little girl.
And Nick,
I was going to say the baby.
I love you. I'm so glad we do this show together.
I love you too.
Rick, my hetero homo life mate, you're chopped liver to me. I hate you.
Oh, you could be the twink I cuddle with, Rory.
Don't be a Grinch.
Yeah, shave your head and you're good to go.
Yeah. I can do that too.
Have your rippling pectorals turn into sagging boobies.
We could just give me a nice hug.
Almost, but it's still almost there. I'm still tough.
Can you lick them soon? Can you lick them?
Yes.
The nipples?
All right, Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Okay, that's just because of flexibility.
Then I'm in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a very Christmassy Worst Little Podcast. For everyone here at the studios, I'm the Reverend Rory Dowd saying Merry Christmas
Merry
and
Christmas.
Happy New Year, and I'm glad we all did.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
It would be cool if you could push two buttons at the same time.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
A one, a two, a one, two, three.
Richard Spagnola is a good boy. He's having a birthday tomorrow and says, as our biggest gay fan, he'd like to hear Charlie call him a fag or get a greeting from Rob. Well, I don't want to do the former, right. So Rob, give him a greeting.
Dark Water Studios.
I don't know if I say anything to him, I queer the deal.